the most dangerous.
From another man's pen? That's treason. Most you bitches not rhyming with me. Niggas say that I'm fine and pretty. Hello, babe, now find a kitty. Licky, licky. If you not with it, you can kick a rock. Bad boy, don't sip the rock. Get the block. I said chill, cause the shit too hot.
Yo. Time out real quick. Welcome to season 3 of The Wake Up Call. It been some people out here that said they got a problem with saying yo. I got a message for you. Change the motherfucking station. Kiss my ass. I can say what the fuck I want. You did? Thank you, Secret, with the kisses. Drop a bomb for that. Drop a kiss one time, Secret. You can kiss my ass. Go watch Joe Budden, bitch. Anyway, welcome to the world's most dangerous podcast. Oh, damn, we ain't do this in a while. Hold on. How I go? It goes something like this. This is the world's most dangerous podcast.
Ooh, it's some R&B in here.
This is the Wake Up Call, mother... Dang school's in. Hello, ladies and gentlemen out here. Welcome back to the world's most dangerous podcast. Let me get started with my co-host this other evening. We have first in the middle... We have Smooth Ass. Oh, what the fuck? That wasn't smooth at all. Smooth Ass. Put his hood up. Smooth Ass. Okay, Chris. Brown skin. Chris Brown.
They see you. The weather getting good outside.
I don't know about Chris Brown. Maybe like.
Yeah, I ain't doing all that shit. All that shirt moving and shit.
Trey Brown. Trey Songz mixed with Trey. Chris Brown. So my Nimbus. All right, got you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's an echo, brother. There we go. All right, we straight. All right, we got Smooth Ass Trey in the building. Drop a bomb one time for Smooth Ass Trey.
You already know.
Ladies and gentlemen, my bomb privileges have been taken away. They will be going to Trey from now on. You know what I'm saying? Kind of lit. I like that. We got to the right of Trey. We got Miss Tackle Barbie. My head, I get more hair than shampoo out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? We got girl with the bang bang. You mean it? Ready? All right, hold on, me chill. We got the world's most dangerous woman. I'm trying to moderate my cursing. Most dangerous woman in this place. We got the one they call Secret. Drop a bomb on top of Secret.
Yo.
She funny
to whoever
shit.
Said they ain't want to hear that.
Thank you.
Because we dangerous. We back.
I'm excited.
I miss y'all. Let's get it.
Secret, I appreciate that. Some niggas is out here hating. All right. Then we got to the not shown in the camera. We got...
Hungry ass.
Man,
dreadlocks,
man. Right
he tried to eat his taco. Wait the burrito. Read the burrito in the camera one time for the one time.
Man, he got Doritos.
Look at him. Look at him with the fat shit.
And that ain't Chipotle either. That is not no Chipotle.
You start snitching. Damn, Trey.
I said it ain't.
You a rat.
You wanted to act and flex like.
No, chill. I'm trying to get the sponsor. I'm trying to get a sponsor. Chill. We got the man they call Ladies Always One, D, in the bill. Drop a bomb for D. Yo, We should get some freak ass sound effect for D next time, by the way.
I want another dickhead. Pause.
Dickhead? Yeah, we need that. We need that. And then the person that is speaking and giving these intros.
Right into that, John.
Y'all some shit. Then the person to your screen right now talking to these damn intros. We're bringing these intros and you can say, we got right here Black Paul Heyman. Ooh. Talk that shit. Talk to me nice. Talk to me nice. We got Young Stephen A. I love that Trey is the button holder from now on. We got Charlamagne the Guy, long lost cousin. We got South Philly Wallow in his desk like that. We got Brother Kirk. Ladies and gentlemen, we back with the podcast. All right, all right, all right, all right. All right, let's start this.
Hype, man.
I love it. I love it. Let's start this shit off, y'all. Top three, good John, bad John. Let's go.
Numero uno, Bodak Yellow. Man. Bodak Yellow, first female hip-hop artist single to gold diamond.
Damn,
think
bro.
Think about that in 2021.
Damn, I was getting ready to say that.
That's
shit.
That's crazy.
Damn.
That is just now happening?
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Trey took my fat check. Damn, Trey, you took my fat check.
And it feels like it was yesterday when that joint came out. I mean, I was in college. I don't know what y'all niggas was doing.
I was in college. Secret, you
was
in there too.
I was too. No judgments on though, if you didn't go. But
let me bring out the list real quick.
So dang, Trey, is that a good joint or a bad joint?
That's an amazing joint. What hell you mean? That's a milestone. You feel me?
Listen to the list that she lines up with: Beastie Boys. I'm gonna just name the artist: Beastie Boys, Drake, Eminem.
Course.
Eminem like three damn songs. God
right.
Damn.
That's what I'm
four.
Saying.
This one is funny. Juicy J.
For what song? Bands That Make Her Dance?
Dark House.
Dark Horse.
Horse.
That's with Katy Perry.
That's Katy Perry.
Yeah, but he's
no going
that
back.
That shit went 11 mil.
She'll eat your heart out.
Ludacris.
Like
Ludacris on Baby.
That's my shit.
Baby. That baby.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Whoa.
That's when he just started coming out.
Right.
Yeah.
Macklemore, Drift Shop. Yeah. MC Hammer. MC Hammer. Too legit. Too legit to quit. Nelly, Country Grandma. Outkast. Ain't nobody don't ask me why I'm fresh.
Wait, hold on. Can we go back to Nelly real quick? Because nobody really showed Nelly love. He was really like the first singing nigga.
Yo, my favorite part on Country Grammar is when he scream hot shit. I love that part.
Hot shit.
We gotta get that bite soon. The greatest rap of all time, the notorious B.I.G. The Weeknd.
They cheated a little bit. I saw that list too. It was a little couple of R&B on there and pop,
right, the one I'm about to say right now, Robin Thicke. But we talking about T.I. on lines. This one. Yep. And one of the other greatest rapper of all time, Mr. Tupac Shakur. Oh, Wiz Khalifa and Post Malone. And
wait, both of them at the same time? What song was that?
Wiz Khalifa, the joint from off of Fast and Furious.
See You Again.
Yeah. Post, I forgot about that.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, Post Malone and And my toe to the old town road, I'm going, Roger, shut the fuck up. I'm tired of that damn song. Anyway.
Just say you hate
he
country,
he definitely going to ride.
Just say you hate country.
Pause. You out of pocket.
Not you. I was talking about Lil Nas X.
I know. That's why I said that. You out of pocket. Uh-huh. All right. So I just gave all them 16, 15-ish rappers. And Cardi B is the first woman to go on there. That's amazing. Drop a Cardi B bomb for me one time. Not a regular bomb. I want to hear Cardi B bomb. Yo, shout out to Cardi B. She the GOAT. Next.
So let's lighten. Let's darken the mood. Mm. No pun intended. Mm. Let's talk about how Megan, right? Mm. From the royal family.
Not the stallion.
From the royal family had an interview with Oprah.
Oprah.
And she reported that someone in the castle was gossiping, right?
Gossiping.
Talking about how dark y'all think the baby gonna be. Get the out of here.
You know, when I, you know, Trey, go ahead first, then I'll say something.
I mean, no, go ahead. If you got something to say, go ahead.
No, I ain't rushing. Go ahead. I want to go ahead.
You want to be last? Yes, all right. I'm sorry. I mean, I just feel like personally, like, you know, of course, like, I don't know. It's just something that I feel like a lot of people was waiting to reveal. Like, come on now. It was something that she could have said, like, like in 2018 when she first left or whenever she first left. But, like, she waited till a whole, you know, Oprah interview to reveal all that stuff. And it's like, I seen that coming. So it wasn't big to me, but. And plus, I feel like the royal family's power is going away. So it's really nothing. Like the fact that, you know, it was a, you know, there was racism in the family. Like, come on now. Like, you in the UK. Right. Of all places. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's something, you know, but I'm not saying that it was, you know, something that she had to stick with her guns and just, you know, stay there and bang it out, you know, however way she can. You know, people can't take everything, but.
Rex.
Now, I was surprised to hear that Tyler Perry offered them refuge.
I heard about that, too.
Lord.
Like.
I heard about that, too.
Come on, Mud. Mud to the damn deal.
Y'all think the Queen's sending them them chess pieces?
Wait, I don't know. Maybe that's what hooked. Maybe that's how they got hooked up with the Oprah interview.
Well, can we hear the Oprah interview one time real quick?
So we have in tandem the conversation of he won't be given security. He's not going to be given a title. And also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
That shit was fucked up, what they did to her. And the fact that they really worried about the baby having some dark skin color, like, come on now. Like,
right.
That baby looked like Drake baby.
Right.
And,
so
you know what I mean? And it's no disrespect, but it's like, yeah, like, how dark was y'all expecting that kid to come out? Now, I have met some people who were, like, biracial. And, like, they mom was, like, light-skinned. And the dad was black. And the dad was white. And they came out darker than me. So it ain't impossible.
Yeah, but the genes can skip, so,
But I don't know. That was anything.
To me, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
For real. It does show you that not only America's racist, British and Britain and all them yip-yip to cheese or whatever. I don't even know what the fuck I just said. All the
right. He starts saying,
and I start saying anything, but all the, that's to show you all the motherfuckers racist. So I don't say America only racist. UK out here being racist themselves. So they was really supposed to get dumbass of the week, but dumbass of the week went to somebody harder. Whoever was talking shit about the baby, fuck you. Next.
Dang, I just coming right to America if they start talking about anything else.
Nice segue. I like that. Coming to America. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about some foreign shit. If we want to talk about some foreign shit, let's talk about coming to America.
Talk about Zamunda.
Yes, right, Zamunda, not Wakanda. Zamunda, the first black famous shit.
Fake African city in movies gotta end with an A?
Oh damn, that's a good question.
That's
drop you a bomb start, for that. Yeah, that's start, a good question.
You start saying some shit niggas wasn't really talking about.
Damn, like, that's a good damn. That got me
niggas
thinking.
Niggas about to be Wakando in the next
real shit.
The bando.
Coming to America too. Was that a good joint or a bad joint? Trade first.
Good joint. That's it.
It was a good joint.
I'm gonna wait till somebody argue against me.
What's see your secret joint. Will?
Good yawn.
It was an all right joint to me.
Good all right.
Now listen, it was a lot of good cameos in there, but as far as the son acting, I wasn't a big fan of his acting.
I can see
also,
that.
Also, the storyline wasn't as, I mean, it's never as good as the first one, but it wasn't even close. Like,
damn.
That joint kind of seemed like they rushed right into it a little
bit.
Yeah,
like I know what you mean by that, because, like, it felt like Wesley Snipes was a cameo. That's what it felt like, and he was important to the story. So, like, I could see where you're saying, like, they really just threw a lot of stuff out there just to, like, you know, have some extra jokes and. You know what I mean? Really, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, carry out the bidding and all that, which was kind of refreshing because we haven't had a movie like that in a while, for real. Where,
my
like,
girl Tiana was looking snatched, though, yeah, as
she was
always.
Nice. She was nice in that joint, dancing.
Right. I think
whatever
it was
type of things you like.
I think it was a good-ass joint. Yeah, back facts. She was chocolate and shit. I think it was a great joint. Number one, I'm a big fan of Coming to America. That was like the first bootleg tape I ever seen in my fucking life. It was that and Tommy Boy. You know, my mom had that. Shout out to my mama. Rest in peace. She had that joint in the crib. And That was the first VHS bootleg I ever seen. I'm just a big fan of Coming to America. Coming to America is like dope. Like that's something that you, when you see the movie, you want to be part of and don't want that shit to end. And then you get a part two, like, and then all the camos, like, who the fuck, like,
who?
Camos, cameos, kiss my ass. Anyway,
Camaros.
So you have Morgan Freeman in that bitch.
I forgot about that.
You had Salt and Pepper. You had En Vogue.
Gladys.
You had Gladys.
Definitely had Gladys.
You had Wesley Snipes.
Rick Ross.
I was about to get to that. Let me talk, motherfucker. I had Megan.
Rick Ross was doing the African accent. That
right.
Shit,
yeah. That shit had me rolling. Michael Blackson trying to be all hype and gangster. Sit your ass down, Michael. You can't get jiggy with this Blackson. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought it was dope.
Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan was the bit in there. Leslie Jones. She always loud and funny. So, like, I just think it was a lot of cool-ass cameos. And then the people that was there for the first time, like, they had the Pops off of Good Times. They had the original Pops on Coming to America who died. Sorry, spoiler. Oh, well, watch it. And, you know, everybody was in there for the original cast. Even Louis Anderson. I always loved Louis Anderson. He does a funny-looking motherfucker.
Yo, that was funny, too.
But everybody in there was except for the mom. The mom passed. So, you know. Yeah,
rest in peace.
You're right. So I think that was amazing, John. I hope they make a part three. I ain't even going to lie to you. So I say it was a great John. Seeker said, and Trey said, what you call, but if we talking about the first one, my favorite part of the first one, Trey, drop that first part. This is my shit.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Hey, fuck you!
Yes! Fuck you, too!
Oh my God! Shout out to Eddie Murphy. He's the fucking genius. Next, all right, it is time for the world's most dangerous question. Drop the most dangerous bomb in here today.
The most dangerous bomb.
You ain't got the most dangerous sound.
Most dangerous.
It's too many to remember. You might have to.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's. So, yeah, that was funny. So, all right. We have seen in pop culture lately, you know, we have been woke to a lot of sensitive shit. Not sensitive shit, but we have been woke to a lot of things that we found that, you know, in the past been kind of a little inappropriate in the damn pop culture. Cartoons. Mm-hmm. Movies, shit like that. So, we had learned that we need to change that and cancel shit, you know? So, I understand a great part about that, but are we getting too damn sensitive? Prime example, who ever heard of Pepe Le Pew? Pepe Le Pew was the freak-ass skunk from the Looney Tunes who always was trying to kiss that girl, right? I think she didn't fuck with him because he stink because he was a skunk. Duh. Now America has canceled Pepe Le Pew and said that he has given out a racist image. That's one. Then two.
I thought it was rapist.
Rapist. I'm sorry. You're right. Rapist image. That's one. Let's go to another should we get upset moment. I'm trying to say his name correctly. He's a CNN anchor. His brother is the governor of New York.
Is
Andrew Cuomo the governor? Or yeah. So what's the brother name?
Steve
Cuomo. Steve Cuomo was singing something with Don Lemon. And Don Lemon said, how did you know? He said, come on now. You know I got a little black in me. Trying to make a little jokey joke. Now he got supposedly under the cancel review. My question is America turning to bitch ass niggas? Because is that too sensitive? That get canceled? I understand certain things need to be canceled, but are we turning to too sensitive? Are we turning to, in the words of Dave Chappelle, bitch-ass niggas? Secret, Trey?
First off, I want to say, like, you don't know. I just did my ancestry thing.
Mm-hmm.
It said I'm 20% white. Like, I didn't expect it to be 20%. I thought it probably going to be 5. So, shoot, he might have a little black in him, really.
Right.
Like, back then, I mean, let's take this example. Missy Elliott, a great icon. Nobody cared when she said, why ain't thang throw ya thang or thang ya thang. Nobody cared.
Right. But I bet you it was in this era. Oh my God. She's being too much.
Anti-Asian. Like.
Anti-Asian.
I mean, the thing with Cuomo about it, like, it's the fact that, like, he was all on TV last year, and then now this year, when the pandemic's, like, slowly going away, you know, it's like now oh, he was hiding, he was, what was he doing? It was the whole allegation with the nursing homes. Like, he was flexing.
We ain't even talking about that. We talking about him saying the black. Got the black in him. You talking about the brother shit? No, we ain't even scratching that shit.
What you mean? You talking about Steve? What did Steve do?
We talking about the
nigga.
We're talking about what he said about I got black in. We're not talking about the governor being sexually allegations. We're not talking about that.
But that is part of being bitch ass niggas though. I'm talking. I didn't talk about the sexual assault. I'm talking about.
I don't think having sexual assault is being a bitch ass nigga.
I'm talking about them with like saying that he has to leave and everything before the case.
We're not talking about that. Trey.
Okay, I was just saying.
We talking about cuz saying, I got black in me.
I never even heard him say that.
I just told you so.
Who said that? Which one? Andrew.
The bro, we just the said brother. Steve.
Which one? Steve.
Yeah.
Damn. I think that's his name. I don't know, you the one that told me.
I never even heard about that.
You said it on camera. You said, I said, is that the brother name? You said, who, Steve?
Oh, I thought you was talking about, never mind. Go ahead, keep going.
All the ingredients to make a high nigga.
Go ahead, bro.
So, is America turn? Okay, let's talk about Pepe Le Pew then. Let's try, yeah. Is America turning the bitch ass niggas?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Do I think America turned to bitch ass niggas? I think certain things in this generation cannot happen in the past generation. Prime example, Dave Chappelle show cannot happen in this generation. Dave Chappelle will got crucified and executed because of the shit he said. All that, I'm Rick James, bitch, and dressing up like a white man. So I'm like, boogie woogie, nigger, boogie woogie. Like, nah, Dave Chappelle was too, he was more raw than unprotected sex back in like 2004, yo. Real rat. So if Pepe Le Pew getting canceled and he not allowed in Space Jam 2, then, you know, I think that the world is different. I think we is a little tad bit sensitive. I'm not saying, like, you know, being, you know, any rapist shit ain't, you know, should get thrown underneath the table. Like, hell no, that shit ain't cool. Like, if you rape somebody, you should go to jail and get your ass whooped, partner. But my thing is, it's a cartoon. She ain't fuck with the boy because he stinked. You know what I'm saying? Like, not because he was trying to freak her. I think because he was stinking. I think even one of the Looney Tunes, she probably kissed him. Every cartoon had that.
Wasn't
one person.
Wasn't she a skunk too, though? Like, damn.
I don't know. I think she was a cat. No, she was a cat.
Oh, she was a cat?
Yeah. But
It's a GIF, too.
But my thing is, every cartoon had that one person who had the biggest crush on somebody, and they used to be like, oh, hell no. Prime example, Helga and Arnold. Helga.
No, she did. No, I ain't going to lie. She definitely did used to be sexually assaulting Arnold. No,
nah, stalking him low-key. She ain't touched him until that movie.
True.
Yeah.
Until that.
But with that, in America, that would be like, no, you can't do that. That's some stalking ass shit. Like, come on, it's a cartoon. Laugh. Ha. Come on now. So I think we need to be more woke. I think we need to be more woke. But at the same time, we got to chill. Sometimes it's just like, come on, motherfucker, laugh. That's what motherfucker comedy for. All right. So I think we are too. If that's an agreement, we got agreement that America turning to bitch ass niggas. Hands up, yeah. You think America turning to bitch ass niggas? Say, all right. Aye.
You said say, put your hands up and say aye.
Look, mom, no hands.
Why they be switching sides, yeah? Switching sides, I never be one of them guys. Switching sides, why they be switching sides, yeah? Switching sides, I never be one of them guys. Switching sides, why they be switching sides, yeah? Switching sides, I never be one of them guys. switching sides. Why they be switching sides? Yeah, switching sides. I never be one of them guys. I just dropped the bag on the bed. Side bitch trying to get a taste. Gotta keep an eye for the snakes. Niggas always feel a kind of way. Gas got me racing through the night. Out of here, the groove feeling nice. Niggas always creep around this time. Close to niggas got me playing live. You know how they go. You gotta watch for them niggas that act like they broke. They hating for show. He got the 40 is loaded, he waiting to go. You know how it go. You gotta watch for them niggas that act like they broke. He hating for show. He got the 40 is loaded, you know that he waiting to.
All right. Let's drop, let's get to the intro of the world's most dangerous segment. Mr. Trey, can you drop that intro? Dumbass. This is time for Dumbass of the Week. Dumbass of the Week do not discriminate against anybody, nobody, and anything. Dumbass of the Week goes to a two-time offender. Trey, can you please play the clip before I get into it?
We've had three goals for the last 20 months to get rid of this N-word in my vocabulary and dictionary and everything else because it's just not true. Figure out how they did this and get on with my life.
Pause there. Anybody know who that is? That is the Papa John's famous founder. Papa John racist ass pizza man with no hands. Anyway, so Dumbass of the Week go to this man. How the hell do it take you 20 mother goddamn months to get the word N-word out your vocabulary that never should have been in there? The fuck is wrong with you?
He
you
said been, dictionary. That's the part that killed me.
Dictionary, vocab, dictionary, synonyms, metaphors, all that vocab
nutmeg
shit. Nutmegs, all that, and babies and KKs and blayblays. I don't give a fuck. He should have been saying none of that shit. Your ass been working on 20 fucking years putting pepperoni and anchovies and olive oil and all that shit on the motherfucking crust, but your ass gotta take you 20 months to get the fucking word nigga out your vocabulary? Y'all get your fucking ass out of here. Number one, you look like you still in Greece. Shout out to John Travolta, because he need to sue your ass. Number two, your ass is like you went Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Sit your ass down today. How the fuck you'll not stop saying nigger? What the fuck is wrong with you?
We going off.
Why is you
doing? He going off on.
What the fuck is wrong with him? Fuck.
He said if it's up.
And it's up and it's stuck. He need to worry about getting that shit out of his vocab. That's why your ass can't make pieces right now.
It's they nasty.
No, pause.
I don't like Papa John's. You think Papa John's is good?
Well, I mean, fuck him now because he's under him.
Bro.
But
you tripping, bro.
Nah.
No, not nasty. Before he even said, nigga, that shit still is nasty.
I only knew one Papa John's place and I never went there.
Word? I kind of fucked with Papa John's. There. But back to me snapping on his dumb ass. So, Dumbass of the Week goes to Papa John. Number one, oh, yeah, in the interview, he still got that red shirt on like you still work for Papa John's. Sit your ass down. That shit over. You rat. It's a rat. They don't want you.
Do you work for Papa John's?
No, and I never will. I never will catch me being a slave in that shit. You know what I'm saying? He need to go sit his ass down and stop worrying about how the fucking pepperoni's going to get better on the next pizza. You need to get that. Stop thinking the word nigga. Seriously, before a brother named Tyreek roll up on him and knock his ass the fuck out, make him be like, oh my God, I'm going to put the pepperoni that I had in the freezer that I was going to put on the Hawaiian pizza. Oh my God, now. Oh my God, sit your papa ass down for somebody to give you a papa ass beat down. Dumbass of the Week go to him. I'm not saying I'm going to give it to you, but Tyreek will. Dumbass of the Week go to him. Or Shaquana, whoever, somebody.
No, and Shaquana definitely not playing it.
Right, Shaquana whipping his ass. Can you drop a period for me, a secret?
Period.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Drop that bomb one time. Drop that dumbass of the Week. Mr. Red, tell him what it is.
Dumbass! You dumbass.
Leisure suits are for dumbasses. Believe me.
Jedi dumbass.
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
There's the dumbass.
Thank you, Mr. Red. All right, guys, last call. Who would like to go first?
If anybody want to do interviews, hit us up.
Okay, I feel you. Go ahead, Secret. Secret, you got a little things you need to talk about in your last call. Go ahead.
All I want to say is everybody follow me on Instagram. We're going to put the link in the description because I, as a rapper, have dropped my first EP for the record. Drop, can I get a bomb for that?
Drop a bomb for that. As a matter of fact, guys, the first, and people don't peep, the first song that came onto this podcast today, that hard-ass freestyle, was Secret.
The one and only.
Real shit. So, rewind that back. Oh, I'm sorry, T. I feel like I'm cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
Oh, rewind that back and listen to that joint again about 3-4 times until your speakers blow.
I like that.
You good?
I like that idea.
My last call is this. You know, it feel good to be back. It feel good to kill shit. We got freestyles coming up for y'all motherfuckers. Your last call, your last, you know, thing, your advice is, if somebody tell you to not be you, tell them kiss your ass. Wake up call, motherfucker.